If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Last week, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, confirmed that students would have to wait until Friday, September 3rd to access their Leaving Cert results about 3 weeks later than normal. Now it's likely that the CAO Round 1 offers for college applicants will follow shortly afterwards in the week beginning Monday, September 6th. But what does this exactly mean for the students? Well, let us speak to a young gentleman who was on with us quite a lot last year because he was talking to us about Leaving Cert. He is now in first year in Mary Eye. Dylan McLaughlin joins me again. Good morning to you, Dylan.
Good morning, friend.
Good to talk to you today. I'm interested, how are you feeling now, Dylan, that you sort of can make a comparison between where you were last year around this time?
I'm just very, very lucky. I'm not in the situation now. I'm done. I'm dusted. I'm very happy and relieved it's over and we've got on with it and we've our first year of college done now. So it's great that it's all over and it's the next year's turn is up now.
Yeah, and do you feel for the young students? I mean, they're there making decisions between sitting the exam and the accredited grades and, you know, wondering about college again. I mean, this is all what you had to go through.
Look, we know down too well that it's a very, very difficult year for all sixers. And in a normal year, it's a very difficult year and it's made 100 times worse with COVID. And then whatever that happened between what do I do? Do I sit? Do I take predicted grades? And I know the papers and everything have been made a lot easier. And if we had the opportunity to do it, to sit it and at the same time last year, say in June last year, I'd say a lot of people would have taken that decision. But it's just going to be very hard when it comes to the CAO points. I think that the papers are going to be made a lot easier, which means people are going to get higher marks.
Yeah, and that will drive up the points.
The points, and the predicted grades means higher marks as well. So I'd be extremely concerned about how high CAO points will be this year.
Right, so you know, I think what there's about 4,000 plus extra places being offered. Do you think that will make up for the difference, do you think?
I think maybe in some courses from it will, and then in others it won't.
Of course,
it's going to be very, very hard to know. Look, we'll have to just wait and see how it goes. But hopefully they don't skyrocket too much, but I'd expect most courses to go up. From my experience of it last year, I would expect most courses to go up again.
Just remind us of yourself last year and what you decided to do where the Leaving Cert was concerned, Dylan.
I was all for predicted grades. Mm. All the way through last year. That was the only really thing that they could do last year, I felt anyway. And it all went pretty well. Look, the results didn't go 100% towards me, but at the end of the day, it worked out that I'm in the course that I should have been in. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And it's been a great first year, even though I haven't stepped foot in Mary Eye for a full day. I've completed my first placement, which went really, really well. So it all worked out at the end.
Very good. So primary teaching, obviously, is what you're doing. What was the placement like, by the way? What, because you obviously had the difficulties of COVID there as well.
It was a full-blown placement. All the experience we had teaching previously was 2 10-minute lessons, basically over Zoom, to half our own college class. So
wow.
It was fairly daunting going in and teaching 30 kids, but it was a 2-week placement, and the first 2 days were just observation days, and then over the course of the next few days, we had to teach a total of 20 lessons in Irish, between Irish, English, maths, drama, and music and art. So,
tell me, what was it like, Dylan, to stand at the top of a class of 30 kids or so? The very first time you did that, what was that like?
It just felt right, Brandon.
It
was a strange feeling that
I was
quite nervous the first day, but I had great support from the class teacher. But it just felt right, and it just kind of felt natural that I was there, and this is what I'm going to be doing for hopefully the rest of my life.
It's incredible that you say. I mean, first year of Mary Eye without setting a foot in the college. Do you feel you've missed out on a lot?
Sure, yeah. We have. Sure, everyone has missed out. Like we could ask everyone if we walked up the street in Thurles, and ask 10 people what they missed out on. They could have 100 things between them all. Like,
yeah.
We take me, I've missed out my running. We missed out on all the crack down in Limerick. You've missed out on all your music and stuff as well. So look, we're all in the same boat when it comes to that. Like, but sure, look, we're nearly there now.
We're nearly there now. You're such a positive person. It's great. What would you say to people who are about to sit the exam tomorrow? What advice would you give them, Dylan?
Just try and, I know it's hard to say, to relax as much as they can. But look, go in with a nice and clear head. Plenty of sleep, plenty of water. And I think one big thing out the next 2 weeks, I know some parents would say stop exercising, stop kind of take, but I think exercise will be key over the next 2 weeks. Even if you go out for a walk for 10 minutes just to clear your head when you come home, I think that would be key. That's what, if I had set him last year, that's what, I would have kept up all my running all the way through it. There would be no way I would have stopped for 2 weeks.
Right.
I would have needed that kind of, and then some people might find it's not exercise for them, but some people have this one thing that they can turn to, which they will need to turn to over the next two and a bit weeks, because look, it's going to be very, very, very tough 2 weeks. But look, I'm sure they're all well able for it.
I'm sure indeed. But it's interesting you say, I mean, constant cramming isn't the thing. You need a break from that, don't you?
Oh, I really don't think constant cramming, it didn't work for me anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It really didn't work for me. But look, some people have their own way of doing it, and it works for some people, but personally, it didn't work for me, and I wouldn't advise people to be cramming in. Just look, most of the work should be done by now.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It's just kind of rebooting the key points the night before the exam, not be doing 5 or 6 hours of study the night before. You need to be fresh. Like, you can't go into the exam absolutely knackered.
And of course, virtually all who have registered for the exams, they have also opted for the accredited grades, so they can pick, I suppose, which is the most flattering for them.
That's it. They've a lovely choice there. But
yes.
Hopefully it all goes to plan for them, because I know it was a very difficult year for us last year, and a lot of people were disappointed, but hopefully they've fixed our algorithm as well that they use for our standardisation process, which could be another day's work, but look.
Yeah, well, yeah. Norma Foley assures us that they learned from last year, but it was a hell of a mess last year.
If they say they've learned from last year, I don't understand why the results are going to be coming out so late.
Yeah. Well, I heard her say this morning that it's because, I mean, there's so many things coming together, and we're the only country that she knows of, in fact, who are, you know, have an exam commission overseeing both processes. And so.
Yeah,
that's her. Does that not stand with you, that excuse, do you think?
If their system is so good, friend, why is there such a delay?
Right.
That's the way I look at it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's affecting the rest of us then for college.
You're looking at a second year then of Mary. Are you hoping that things might open up a bit for you?
I really hope so, friend. Look, it was a grand year online. Like, do you know what I mean? It was like, for me, like, I nearly know no difference at this stage, because I've been online since March 2020. Like, So I just hopefully like, Simon Harris has said that there's a possibility like that they'll try and get as many people on campus as they can for. And it is small tuition classes, and then the larger classes will probably be still online. But sure, look, we'll take what we were given.
Of course. What kind of discipline does it? I hate Zoom. I have to put my hands up here. I absolutely detest it, Dylan.
Yeah.
So how do you discipline yourself, though, on a day-to-day basis to be there and to concentrate on all of that?
It's difficult enough. Like, some days that it could be scorching aside and you have no more interest. But look, you have to put your head down. You're there for a reason. If you start missing lectures, you're miles behind that. You have to just keep on top of it as much as you can. I know it was very, very difficult, but I think a lot of people kind of just got to grips with it and just got on with it. Like, there was no other option. Like, you couldn't just sit back for the year and not do a tap, because you'd be in some bother next year.
Well, not with primary teaching, because
that's it.
There's an awful lot of modules in there.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, look, we wish you the very best as always, Dylan, and thanks very much for coming on with us today, and I'm sure you want to wish everybody the very best luck with the Leaving
Cert. Yeah, hopefully it all goes to plan for everyone, because they deserve it all after going through the last 2 years of this, so hopefully now they get all what they want.
All right, well, listen, you look after yourself, Dylan, and thanks for your time this morning. Thank you, bye-bye to you now. That's Dylan McLaughlin there, who spoke to us last year as well. He's through his first year in Mary Eye, and a very very strange experience of a first year in college, I suppose, because of COVID. But there you go. 1800 938 007.